Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Mark Rohde's got a lot of stuff, so let's get to him.
Caleb Williams, as you may or may not know, sent a representative, and that was his dog. And that's where the conversation started about the Wiener's Circle story.
Did your dog go to the hot dog place?
My dog did go to the hot dog place.
Now, that looks like a fast dog. Let me ask you this. If you're going to put him on a football team, which would be your wide receiver, which would be your tight end? Who can go the farthest, the fastest?
Well, I don't know any dogs that play football.
I'm having some fun with it.
He had a blast, and
did he have a hot dog?
He had a hot dog. I heard. it's not typically in his diet, but I don't think he had ketchup on it.
Good for Caleb's dog. That's a nice. Had himself a little treat. Had a time out on the town.
What's the name of the dog?
The dog.
Oh, Freckles.
This was my dog. His name was Tippy.
I used to know Justin Fields' dog's name because Danny was going to trade him.
Justin Fields had a bulldog, right?
I feel really bad for you know, Danny's dog, because I would never do that to my dog.
The dog's love is completely everlasting.
I think Caleb's
Omar.
Dog's name is Dave the Cat. Oh, no, it's Omar.
No, yeah, Dave the Cat.
It's neither one
Dave
of those
Dave the Cat,
things.
The dog.
What's the dog's name?
Max. Hey, Janelle. What's wrong with Wolfie? I can hear him barking. Is he okay?
Wolfie's fine, honey. Wolfie's just fine. Where are you?
Your foster parents are dead.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and no, you're not going crazy right now. We are hanging out from 10 until 2, because we're going to Circa Las Vegas after the show. So Raheemy Harris and Grody were nice enough to switch with us. And as a matter of fact, they're going to be at Old Crow today from 2 until 6 with Budweiser. It's going to be outstanding. If you're in the area, you should go and hang out with them from 2 until 6. Our crew, our executive producer is Alex Kuhn. The sound engineer extraordinaire, Chris Tannehill. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Justin Fields' dog's name was Uno, and Caleb Williams' dog's name is Supa, S-U-P-A.
Okay.
Asked, answered, established. This is how we are as a football town. We know our quarterbacks' dogs' names. We do, because we hope that they're good. And remember what Justin said? His dog, like, helped him get through the rookie year. Like, it was tough, and his dog was his best friend.
Dogs are great for anxiety.
I wish.
Not good, dog fans.
They are good.
Leave Kyler Murray out of this.
That's right. Man, this is the Vegas Flight pregame show. That's what this is. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Vegas Flight pregame show. We'll be on a flight later on this afternoon. There's drink tickets. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
There is, but we promise to give you entertainment between now and 2 o'clock, because that's what you tune in for. Here's what we got planned. Jared Payton's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Dave Wannstedt is going to join us for two segments at noon. It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Alex, can you look on the world map and figure out where it's going to be 5 o'clock at noon?
It's a great task. Great task. And get ready. How are you as a midday dry erase board holder? Have you ever done it in the middays?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can figure it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We should let you know that what we do with Coach now is that we have a dry erase board and he draws stuff up. So if you're part of the Twitch audience, you get a little extra bonus and we appreciate you hanging out with us. If you're not part of the Twitch audience, you're like, wait, what? Yeah, at noon, get your ass to Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And then you can be a part of the visual experience of the show of Coach going through plays, drawing stuff up, and then we'll talk it up as much as we can for those of you who are listening and can't see it.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
Last week he drew up what the Lions were doing from a run game perspective. I mean, he gets carte blanche, but I'll be interested to talk to him about what Dennis Allen did perhaps against the Cowboys or that kind of thing. But we'll see. He's a man who knows a lot about football and loves to draw it up. Looking forward to it.
I'm guessing like Reykjavik? Is maybe 5 o'clock at noon, like Iceland, or is it somewhere in Iceland would be 5 o'clock at noon?
Yeah, it could be. London?
No, I think they're six hours ahead. 6 or 7.
So Greenland, we got to come back east a little bit.
Yeah.
Reykjavik is good. How about Antarctica?
Reykjavik is correct, by the way.
Boom!
Look at that.
For the win!
Man.
Way to spoil the tease. You got to keep them listening, Lawrence.
Damn it. Still got to figure out this whole radio thing.
Yeah, good luck.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
There it is.
In Reykjavik.
That's
it's beautiful there this time of year.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we should go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Alex, maybe the station will send you there. I'm sorry you're not coming to Vegas.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
I'm so excited
for you guys. I know you're going to have so much fun.
We all try. We all marched into Mitch's office. I said, I will be mildly upset if you don't send Alex to Vegas.
I said, is there something in the budget? Is there anything in
mildly
the budget?
Mildly upset.
I don't want to cut anything from my world, but is there anything else in the budget? Maybe you can cut.
Alex, you'll be happy to know that we all went in with our jerseys and we threw them. On the desk of Mitch Rosen.
Lawrence, you're supposed to be a captain.
Wait, I just saw you in that jersey yesterday. How'd you get it back?
So they didn't.
Yeah, we didn't leave him there. We took our jersey and we threw him down, and then he said no, and then we took him and we left. But we did try.
Yeah, we tried.
Next time,
you can go and I'll stay.
Hey, man. You know, Alex.
I think Lawrence is honest about that.
He's honest about that. You know how many times I stayed behind? I remember McNeil and Boers and Matt Fishman, the producer, going to Salt Lake City 2 years in a row for Bulls and Jazz while I stayed behind and worked the board. So we've all been there. You will get there, and we will have a great trip in the future. I promise you.
Yeah.
And I will live vicariously through all three of you.
Yes. You didn't get that bad pizza. That's the beautiful thing about you not going to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I didn't get sick.
See?
Yeah.
See? It works out.
It did work out.
Spiegs was at...
I ate the pizza. All by myself. Nobody else eats.
I wasn't there.
The pizza.
I would have helped eat that pizza. That's
then
for
there
sure.
Would have been a problem.
Especially if it had Layla's name on it. I definitely would have eaten that.
Spiegs was at Wrigley Field last night. Rest of the show was watching the game on television. Poor us having to watch that broadcast last night. And ordinarily, I don't go in on broadcasters, but I was disappointed with the level of preparation that showed during the broadcast.
Man, that's rough. Yeah, because I did not. I want to hear more about that. I want to hear more about that. But let me tell you the moment that's not going to leave me from last night. Had the opportunity to be in, you know, pretty good seats to see the Cubs dugout, to see the players and stuff like that as they walk to the on deck circle. But what that also meant is I had the opportunity to watch Pete Crow Armstrong approach third base on that wild pitch. And as he approached third base, I saw him looking over, and I wasn't exactly sure what he was looking at until later. But to see him just running at like three-quarter speed towards third base and then look over as he approached and decide, you know what? I think I'm going to make this turn and freaking go for it. And turn on the jets to see the decision and the ignition of that kid's full throttle speed is something I'm not going to forget. Like, because then he was just blazing to home plate and the head first slide. And it was just a spectacular athletic moment, like, that took me out of where I was and the baseball of it. Even just for a second, it was like, oh my God, look at that athlete. I imagine it's what it must have been like. And I was never on the sideline to see Devin Hester see daylight, and, you know, on a kickoff return or a punt return, and then boom, just step on the accelerator and just take off. That's the first thing I thought of as I was trying to contextualize it.
When you brought up Devin Hester, the play that I thought of with him is the Giants return, where he kind of slow plays it and then goes.
Yeah, and that was the sensation, was watching Pete run faster than any of us could probably run as he's just approaching third base, but then make the decision, you know what, I think I got this. And whoo!
The Mets were shooketh in that moment. They were like, wait, what? What's he doing?
And he had just reached first on a throwing error by Vientos, the third baseman, which allowed a run to score. And that throw probably affected by Pete's speed and the concern about getting the throw there in time. So speed killed. And when he did that, whoo, man, the place was up for grabs. And I'm not going to forget watching that athletic moment. Here's Pete, or here's the play, I should say, first from our own Zach Zabin on the score.
Holmes is ready. Here's the pitch. That one bounces past the catcher Alvarez all the way to the backstop. Bichette is going to try to score. The throw is off the glove of Holmes. Speed kills. PCA doing PCA things, and the Cubs make it 8-2.
Well, just a mental mistake once again by the Mets. Holmes throws this ball. It's a wild pitch. Goes to the backstop. Alvarez goes and gets this ball, but he doesn't come to the plate.
Lawrence.
He's just standing on a mound, kicking the dirt.
I would have caught it.
And nobody's at home plate. Pete beats him to the plate, head first dive, and he scores all the way from second. A mental mistake by the pitcher.
8-2 Cubs. What awareness by Pete Crow Armstrong. Scoring on a wild pitch from second base.
Hey, what's up, Holmes?
Why didn't you cover home, man? What's wrong with you?
You know, I don't pitch a lot, so when I get an opportunity to pitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you were, I know you were frustrated, but you got a job to do.
I know. I just lost awareness.
I was locked in on PCA. I didn't even see that Clay Holmes wasn't covering, but that's apparently what PCA was looking at.
That's the way that you're supposed to do it. When you're being a heads-up player, you're out here looking for an opportunity to take advantage, and he took advantage. That's smart. And that's we get an opportunity every week to talk with Nico Horner. And Nico is one of the most heads-up guys that they have on their team. We had a whole thing yesterday. We on our show, which is usually 2-6, about the Cubs and how good a base running team they are.
Yeah.
This is another illustration of that. Now, he's got the added, like, he's super fast and one of the fastest guys in MLB.
Sure.
But the paying attention part is important too.
Oh yeah, man. He's got the Javi Baez thing of the really good instincts and wanting to take advantage of it. And then he's got the crazy speed. This is Pete talking about taking that extra base, scoring from second on the wild pitch.
I don't know if there's like much of a thought process that really happens during those plays. I think that's when instinct kind of kicks in and takes over. So I'm always like kind of looking for plays like that. They just rarely happen. So again, being able to take advantage of that, and it's not so often you see a ball that gets by the catcher at Wrigley that doesn't kick hard off the brick. So I was able to just kind of scan the field like our boy Caleb does, and yeah, it was great. It's great.
It's that guy Williams.
Hey, the shout out to Caleb. That's nice. Wow. Connect a little bit of everything.
Let's see
how good the vibes are.
Oh, man.
What if he would have said Tyson Bagent? His twin.
I think there are a couple guys in that clubhouse that might.
Oh, my God. He does look a little like Tyson. Wow. That's crazy. But no, he said Caleb because he knows who the man is. See what happens when the Bears win? The vibes are just pervasive. It's all over town. Yeah, people are getting free hot dogs. Dogs are visiting, you know, iconic hot dog joints. You know, young players are making plays and calling out the quarterback. We do transition with Mully and Haw. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable what happens. We go to Vegas when the Bears win.
We were going to go to Vegas had the Bears rolled into this game 0-3.
I'm glad they didn't.
I'm really glad they didn't.
Can you imagine?
I'm so glad we didn't have to do the Monday show. Oh, no, the season's over, and it's September show. Oh,
gruesome.
Just imagine previewing the game on Friday with Olin and like just like going through the tape and all the bad things they're doing. And just in the background, just like...
The constant dance party while the Bears are 0-3 and facing week 4 elimination the hands of Pete Carroll.
But fellas, we did do that last year, remember?
No.
That was fun.
Remember after the Patriots game?
Oh, that's the last time we were in Vegas.
No, I kind of wiped that out of the memory, at least the game portion of it.
That was the worst. That was a miserable experience.
They were in the middle of a losing streak.
Oh.
An epic losing streak.
And that was the game where it's like, the season's over. And,
oh, yeah.
Because that was the game that you were going, oh, well, you know, the Washington thing was a thing.
Sure.
Then they had a hangover against Arizona.
I get it.
They'll get right against New England and their rookie quarterback, who's not very good.
And Tyreek got beaten by Drake May on the same play like 4 times.
Yeah. And then in the background, dude.
And then Tanny, me and you in the pool after that one. I remember being in the pool being like, oh, this should be fun. And this does not feel fun.
I think that was my favorite part of the trip. And it's a very small thing. But the moment when Chris Tannehill just said, bleep it. Like, when he's just like, I'm tired of this. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. I'm going to go get in the pool. Yeah. You guys do whatever you want. But I'm out of here. And I'm sick of the Bears.
Screw you, Bears.
I'm going to the pool.
You will not ruin my Circa vacation. And they won't this time.
Yeah, either. They haven't once to this point.
Can't do it.
No, you can't allow them to do that. You'll hear it when we're on the air tomorrow from 2 to 6. And we'll be on in our regular spot tomorrow, 2 to 6, by the way. And if you're like, hey, where's Layla? Where's Marshall? Where's Groats? Well, they're going to be out at Old Crow. Cares? I care. I care. And Budweiser absolutely cares because Budweiser is sending them out there to Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Go see the show. Like, if you're thinking about going to the game, Raheemy Harris and Grody, they're going to be there from 2 until 6. Mm. Stop by to register and to win special prizing. Listen, there are things that I can't say legally, but I will tell you.
The prizing's good.
The special prizing.
It's special.
It's really special.
And it's prizing.
And you should go and register for it because if you were to win it, I think next week around this time, you would be really happy.
Trying to do the math.
Hint, hint. Hmm. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Say no more.
So that's 2 o'clock at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. It's all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
Other things from the ball game. It was really good to see Matt Shaw have a great offensive night. That helps the bottom of the order.
And whoever Matthew Bush is, he was awesome. When did the Cubs get him?
You guys got to help me because, like I said in transition, I have a certain amount of empathy for screwing up a name like I do Sam Laporta and Matt Laporta when I'm not careful.
You're not the play-by-play guy. We are doing impromptu sports talk.
Yeah.
It's different than prepping your scorecard to do play-by-play. And even inside of that, getting a name wrong is not a sin. Repeatedly getting a name wrong
is a problem. That is a problem.
That ball, right field. This one, deep. Into row one, Matthew Bush, 31.
one. RBI 83 and 84. Touch them all time and tee them up time. The Chicago Cubs are having a field day against the Mets and their staff.
This is what Matthew Boyd has been doing all season long.
Bush.
It's the mild condescension in the correction.
Correct?
Yeah. Well, this is what Matthew Boyd has been doing all season long.
Bush.
Andy Bush, excuse me.
Yeah, trust me, kid. I got it. It's Matthew Bush. All right? All right, glad we talked. Oh, it's not? Who is he? Me doing trivia yesterday? Who does he think he is? Me doing tight end trivia yesterday?
Apparently.
Matt Bush, not Matthew Bush. You guys remember Matt Bush, former number one overall draft pick who ended up playing for the Rangers and the Brewers? But that's not Matthew. I don't know. Is there another Matthew Bush in the sports world?
I don't think we have to look for it. I think that it's a juxtaposition.
Of Matthew Boyd.
Yes, that's what it was. But to then continue to do it and then condescend your partner, and you're both wrong in who hit the home run. That's not good. It wasn't a good look at all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.